The second date update, Mornings with Kristen, the Morning Rush, brought to you by Cunis, GM Superstore of Stoughton, Faith Family and Giving Back, CunisStoughton.com, and the Diamond Center, where Wisconsin gets engaged.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Nights with DJ Fusion, stay attached with Briar Patch. For over the last 50 years, Briar Patch Youth Services has been taking care of the most vulnerable youth and families in the Dane County and Madison area, and I've teamed up with the amazing staff over there to make Stay Attached with Briar Patch. This is a new resource, a community awareness platform that we've put together, and we are focusing right now on the Restorative Justice Program. It's an alternative to traditional juvenile justice system options, meaning if a child goes to court for something, they potentially could have this restorative justice program option to them as an alternative to their sentencing. It's for youth involved ages 12 to 18, and they live in the Madison area. To tell me a little bit about the restorative justice program today and what they have going on, I have Claudia from Briar Patch Youth Services. How you doing today, Claudia?
I am doing well, DJ.
So what do you do here at Briar Patch?
Well, I am the restorative justice coordinator. We do a lot. We do a lot with our programs. We work with our communities and our youth.
And restorative justice, this is a youth alternative program for youth coming out of the courts as an alternative to jail sentencing.
So restorative justice is more than an encounter. It goes beyond the criminal justice system. So we get youth that, get citations from the Madison Police Department or all around of Madison to just bring that in. And we work with them. You know, they have a couple months up to a year with us, and we build skills. We tell them about the legal systems, you know, how to walk away from that, how to make different
how to recover.
Basically, right, exactly.
And, yeah. And then how to continue with life and make an impact in the community.
Right, and joining the community and making a difference, you know, for their future, for the community that they live in.
So with the Restorative Justice Program, what other organizations within the community does Briar Patch work with?
We partner up with the Time Bank and the YWCA.
And what does the Time Bank do here in Madtown?
Basically, almost the same thing that we do. They also have a Restorative Justice Program, and just like Briar Patch, I think they have other programs too that they're involved within the community.
So it's more community outreach. So when it comes down to restorative justice program, how do the youth benefit from this process?
So the youth, it creates an obligation for them to basically make things right. It creates an obligation for them to learn skills that will benefit them and also benefit the community. Because that's what restorative justice is. It's all about healing. It's all about listening and talking about, hey, what just happened?
And they're gaining a better understanding of how their behavior is impacting other people in the community and the
exactly.
big picture.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Claudia, how does the community benefit from the process of the restorative justice program?
Well, I don't know if you've heard the African proverb that says, you know, it takes a village to raise a kid.
A child,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe in that wholeheartedly. And with the community being involved, we're producing youth that they see themselves worthwhile in the community.
Absolutely.
So they're able to engage. Right? They're able to protect. They're able to...
They're repairing a lot of the harm.
Repairing a lot of harm that's been done. There's a lot of healing that takes place when the community is involved. So...
And then they're also really increasing positivity and ties to the community.
Exactly. Right.
Rather than taking their sentence as a negative.
As a negative, right? As a negative impact, right? So we're able to turn around that negative impact into positivity within the community. So
what kind of different activities do the youth get to do? Like what would be something?
Well, it's individualized, right? Mm-hmm. So it depends on that youth. It depends on what that youth is able to do, right? Because we don't want to set them up for failure.
Absolutely not.
It depends on, you know, where they're at that moment when they come into a program, you know, where we talk, we listen, and then we're able to then, you know, create personalized projects for them. You know, that's sort of my goal, is to empower them, you know, empower them to go out there and take things in your own hand and create better.
Okay.
So,
For more information on the restorative justice program, you can go to www.briarpatch.org. There's also a 24-hour helpline, 1-800-798-1126. The restorative justice program has something coming up that I wanted to also highlight, the restorative justice camp.
Yeah. Yes, I am super excited about this. COVID opened my eyes to so many things. You know, the work we do, I see, you know, they come in because of a citation. However, during 2020, our numbers went down a little bit. So I'm able to, or we're able to do more one-on-ones with our youth and their families. And with that, you just see beyond that citation, you see beyond, you see the struggles of the youth, you see the struggles of the family, right? And you see how it affects the community. So I'm really excited about this camp. It is sort of a collaboration with other organization and folks in the community that does restorative justice work. To come in and basically to, I look at it as a prevention before something happened. So okay. I felt like, hey, let's teach the community, let's teach our youth the philosophies and practices of restorative justice. Let's show them, you know, how to repair harm. Let's show them how to talk about conflict, right? Because this is what restorative justice is all about. How to understand and respond to situations before it escalates. So that's excellent. All that this camp is about. It's happening August 23rd through the 27th for a whole week. Lunch will be provided, very interactive. And, you know, I want this to continue because I feel that restorative justice, as we know, we see the shift in a society where RJ practices are being implemented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to solve problems, to solve the issues that we are having. We're seeing people coming together in circle processes with ideas and perspective, right? To okay. make a community better. So that's how I see this camp to work out for our community.
That's awesome. So August 23rd to 27th, I'm assuming that it's going to be held here at Briar Patch?
It is going. There's a location that we have at Doxer Church. It's an event center.
Nice.
It's big enough to hold, you know, we're expecting 300 to 500 people.
Wow, that's awesome.
To show up in the community. So looking forward to that.
With this camp, the Restorative Justice Camp, what does Briar Patch hope to gain from holding this?
Oh, man, so much. I feel like we need to strengthen our community, right? We need to let community know that Briar Patch is here. And there's so many programs within Briar Patch that is dedicated for the community, mm-hmm. right? We got to partner up. It's a safe place for them to come in, right? It's a place for them if there's any sort of need where if we can provide it, right? Mm-hmm. We're able to say, hey, here is so and so you can go to. You know, let's join hands with them again. That it takes the village
to raise a child.
Yeah.
And Claudia, I thank you very much for giving me a little bit of your time here and talking about restorative justice and the Restorative Justice Camp. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
For more information on Briar Patch Youth Services Restorative Justice Program, please go to briarpatch.org. Stay attached with Briar Patch, a new community awareness platform and resource that I've teamed up with the amazing staff and team at Briar Patch Youth Services to put together. Learn more at madtownjams.com. Stay attached with Briar Patch and 93.1 Jams.